You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Day. Today we're joined by Austin College head coach Ed Garza. Ed, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Coach, take us through your mindset as you begin your 16th year at the helm of the Austin College Volleyball program.
I'm very excited, like always. You know, we're always excited at the start of the season and sometimes at the end of the season. But I'm excited because, you know, we have a new group of kids. I've gotten some returners that were not here last season due to injuries and different situations because of class load schedule. So we're excited to have two kids back that weren't on the team last year, so that's going to help us a lot in depth-wise. And then, of course, the freshman coming in, what I was looking for was a setter, so I'm real excited about the young setter coming in to be a factor in our program. And, of course, you know, with all the returners coming back, it's going to be another great year. You know, this being our last year as a whole group together, I'm looking forward to playing some of these teams that, you know, we don't get to play very often, you know, if we're not in the same conference. So it's going to be a very interesting year, a very exciting year for me and my team, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach, talk about how tough it is in the competitiveness of the SCAC. Austin is coming off a 29-10 season, which a lot of teams would kill for year in and year out. Talk to us about how competitive it is going through this schedule year in and year out.
The teams in our conference are amazing. You know, you have the Trinity, Southwestern, Colorado College. Those three teams are always in the top 20 in the nation. You know, they're always, you know, besides being up on each other, they play a really tough schedule outside of our conference, and so they bring in a lot to our conference with that. And, you know, playing those three teams were very good. And, you know, like last year, you saw how Center came out, you know, finishing the top four in our conference. So, you know, they peaked at the right time, and, you know, Millsaps had a big group of kids last year that were very strong at the end of the season. So, you know, it's a dogfight every day, you know. You know, Rhodes and I have been competing against each other over the years, and she's always been a very strong coach, a very, very smart coach, and she knows how to break down teams and, you know, go after them. And you know, you just have some teams in the conference that just fight all the time. And now having Birmingham Southern eligible this year, it's going to bring a lot to the table. And the coach that they hired, the new coach there, she's a great coach. I had a lot of respect for her. I actually competed against her in 1988. You know, I was an assistant. She was a head coach, and you know, she was another school. And boy, it was, you know, I have had a lot of respect for Judy. I've always looked at her, you know, her coaching style, and so yes, it's going to be a tough conference, but. And that's what you want. You want to have a tough conference, you know, just so, you know, you earn the respect from your peers, and, you know, you have to fight every day, and then afterwards you can always enjoy the time with them. That's one of the advantages I have in this conference. I can spend time with a lot of the coaches and just hang out and pick their brains, and they can give me information. But, you know, when it's time to battle, we all go to battle. So it's going to be great.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Day. Today we're joined by Austin College head coach Ed Garza. Coach, take us through how preseason camp is going. What are some things that have stood out for you as your staff and your team is preparing for another season?
Well, I'm very excited about the way the middles have been working. You know, of course, Jessie Fleming is always, you know, she's jumping higher. She's gotten stronger. She's a senior now, so it's her last year. So, she's planning to have a great year. You know, hopefully all our kids will stay healthy along with that. But the other two middles are battling back and forth, and it's really nice to see the two middles come out, my second M2, between Shelby Monkers and Rebecca Newberry. They both have been working out pretty hard. They had a good summer, apparently. They came in shape, so that's exciting. We also got two kids back that didn't play last year. That one was due to injury, and the other one because of the class load she was taking. They're both back, and they're both very solid, strong players, and I'm very excited about Adrian Reynolds coming back and Nita Cavaspor. Nita being a 6'1 outside hitter, and Adrian Reynolds being a 5'10 libero. So, you know, she covers a lot more ground, and she's a very good ball control. So I'm very excited about that aspect. We also picked up I would say a new kid, but she's actually a grad assistant. She played soccer for 4 years. I recruited her out of high school, but she also wanted to play soccer, so she chose soccer, and now she's back to play volleyball her fifth year. So Chelsea Parker will be, you know, making that transition from soccer to volleyball, and she's done really well. She hasn't lost a step of what she was in high school, so that's going to be a nice little bonus there. And, of course, then we have a couple of kids on the right side battling it out, left and two right sides battling it out. So I'm very excited about them, that challenge that they have. And then my three freshmen coming in, you know, we expect them to be factors. Our setter, Reagan Forster, she's going to do a very good job for us. And then Amber Huddleston will also be a very good outside right side. We haven't decided where she's going to go. So my kids are doing all the things that they should be doing. In fact, this camp has been very good, this little preseason camp. So we get tested real early in the year. We get to see a team from Wisconsin, Platteville, top 10 team. So we'll find out where we stand there. At the same time, we'll play a couple of the teams that are maybe not as strong. So we'll get some of the younger kids opportunities to be tested. So I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, last question. We'll let you get back to preparing for the season here. But just give the listeners a couple of keys, two or three keys that you feel are going to be really important for continued success this season.
Of course, Jesse's going to have to, you know, give us the play that she always does. Her blocking and attacking will be a big factor. Our Shelby Eves, who was freshman of the year last year, you know, she came back stronger, and is, you know, so we're looking forward to those two being a factor. And then Kelly McDaniels is probably the biggest factor that I need. She's going from right side to setter, which she was a setter in high school and everything, but we had a young lady that graduated, so we lost a setter from last year's team, so that's probably the biggest transition we're going to have to figure out, if she's going to be able to step up and be the setter that we want. And so far this fall, I've been very pleased with her performance. She does everything we need, and you know, those three kids right there, and Adrian Reynolds and the libero, I think we're going to be a very solid little core there.
Austin College head coach Ed Garza and the rest of his Kangaroo team open up the season September 1st at home, hosting St. Gregory's University and Mid-America Christian. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, and best of luck in 2011.
Thank you very much.